It's the Rundown, Thursday. It's brought to you by Body Armor Code Red here at the Barstool offices. We have lost the key to the Body Armor refrigerator safe.
Spider's got it. Here
Spider
it is.
Got it? Oh, all right. So I was about to drink like this old, actually Spider, can you grab me one?
Actually, I already opened it.
This was like an old one from the fridge that I don't know who's actually been drinking that, so I'm not going to.
Well,
so
that's weird. Huh? Someone was just taking sips and just put it back in the fridge?
Yeah, I don't know. It actually is probably mine. I probably half drank it, put it down, and then like Spider put it in there or something, but I don't trust it. So we lock it up because they would be cleaned out. They'd be gone in a heartbeat. Thank you, sir. So we actually have to keep the Body Armor under lock and key because it's that fire.
Mm-hmm.
Snacks and shit go like that around here.
Dude, snacks last 12 hours, really.
Max.
And I think
shit would be gone in like a day.
I said a blog about the other day that it's a lot of the interns.
Yeah, they don't
they're
have,
so poor and starving.
Which I understand.
Oh, I totally get it.
They're living in New York, they probably don't have a lot of, you know.
That's why you think Spider has the key.
I'm willing to sacrifice
Spider probably
my
takes
pirate
this shit home every night.
Go ahead, have it. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're poor and you're an intern, you want to steal Body Armor, I recommend the Octo Orange. If you're lucky enough that you can get it for free like we do, get the strawberry banana.
Mm-hmm.
They've all got coconut water, they've all got potassium, they've all got electrolytes. Hydrate like a motherfucker because of Body Armor. They got Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, Anthony Rizzo. How's Tony Rizzo doing these days?
Not the best season.
Lowest ERA in MLB history, right?
Yeah.
Best pitcher in the National
Not
League.
The best season, but we switched him to leadoff, and he is fire at leadoff. So I think he's on a, he's like hitting like 400
Probably not drinking as much
leadoff.
Body Armor as he did last
no,
year.
No, he's back. He's back.
So.
1,000th game today. Shout out him because he drinks Body Armor. That's how he got to 1,000 games.
1,000 games. We'll talk about 1,000 games later. A little bit of drama with 1,000 game count here. In Fortnite, but make sure you get your Body Armor. Best sports drink on the market. Fuck Gatorade. Body Armor for life. We'll start off, this also kind of ties into the Smitty drama with burner accounts and whatnot, but we'll start with your situation, Dan. You just started an NBA like war. You just like walked in and just boom, dropped a bomb and ran out of the room. So you explain it to the people.
Didn't mean to.
No.
At all. Like,
no. This is a blogger's dream. Yes. Like, oh, shit.
CJ McCollum came into the office like a month ago. We had him on. He was awesome. At the end of it, we talked to him about how we called Kevin Durant and baby back B. We don't use that anymore.
The B word.
And he said, that's harsh. We don't call each other the B word. So then, flash forward, Kevin Durant went on CJ McCollum's podcast and essentially clowned CJ McCollum when he was like, you guys don't have any chance to beat us. You're not winning a championship.
That
like,
was funny.
To his face.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Was funny.
It was like, but I do on, think you know, so. Right, here's yeah, what yeah, I yeah. think happened. I think CJ a really cool guy. I think he was in the moment. It was very funny. Like I think he actually is friends with Kevin Durant. Once it went viral and everyone was like, CJ, how can you let Kevin Durant do you like that? Like how can he do this? Like how can he laugh on your podcast? CJ was like, yeah, you know what? That is kind of fucked
was
up.
Was CJ laughing during the podcast?
He was. They were jovial. But so I tweeted CJ, I was like, hey, can we call him the B word again because he did this to you? And then he responded. And then he responded and basically was like, what is this? Do I have to hold this for us? And then he responded basically calling Kevin Durant, what was the exact thing he called
me? Oh, it's too convoluted.
Yeah, it is hard.
But it kind of made sense.
Kevin Durant and his brother jumped
by his gang, and then 2 months later, you join that gang and then go beat up your brothers with the new gang that beat you up with that gang originally.
Right. And then Kevin Durant responded and basically repeated what CJ said. And we're all like, yeah, that is kind of what happened. And then he had the best line ever. I just went on your fucking podcast.
Amazing.
That's the most 2018 millennial bullshit.
If I were to remember like kissingsusiecolbert.com, like you make like your website is like a pop culture reference. I would make I just did your fucking podcast.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put that on t-shirts. I make my podcast called I just did your fucking podcast. That is unbelievable to drop that line. Kind of true too though. In 2018 that kind of matters. It's like you know what I mean?
Matters.
It's like
I was just on your show. I just took time out of my day to come do your shit.
Yeah.
Fucking was it Snakes in the Grass, I tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
Snakes in the Grass.
Either way, it was fucking, I mean, it was hilarious because, like, I'm not really in this story. I literally just sent one tweet and then, like, 8 hours later.
I mean, you're really in this story.
Well, yeah,
you're like Archduke Ferdinand. Like, right, you're in the fucking story,
what
bro.
I mean is, like, I wasn't, my intention wasn't for CJ to respond and like have, and then think. I never thought Kevin Durant would like CJ would respond, then Kevin Durant would respond.
I never thought Kevin Durant would respond with his real account.
Right,
that's a burner account, got written all over it.
Also, there's a lot of like because obviously when that happened, I was caught in like this three-way Mexican standoff. So my mentions were just like, you know, flyby people like who obviously don't know us. There are a lot of people out there who have made it their like job to fake like their Kevin Durant burner accounts. Mm-hmm. Which is actually kind of genius. God. So Kevin Durant can never, like, I saw one guy who just responds to every tweet about Kevin Durant, and he's been doing it for like 4 months.
So people will be like, oh, it's Kevin Durant.
How do you have that much time? I don't know. It's a wild world.
The best thing about all this, though, is like how easy it was. Not for you, because it wasn't an intentional thing.
No.
But there's no other league in the entire world.
Set the world on fire.
They're just sitting at home bored.
It's so incredible.
Actually, the fact that you did it so easily,
right,
unintentionally, like you should almost, like, you could start trying. You don't want to overdo
well,
it.
No, yes.
Like, you could just drop bombs all around the NBA now.
Hey, Blake Griffin,
like, you just call on your buddies and just fuck things up.
See, that would lose its luster because the reason why it was kind of funny was it was so natural. Yeah. It was like, oh, we had CJ in.
And there's not like, many other guys out there like Durant who will engage and freak the fuck out.
And then Andre Iguodala he called me white people.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
WIPO, what is it?
First, he said Big Cat must be somebody for all that bravery.
Yeah, I saw that one. I didn't
see. We people.
Yeah, yeah. I tweeted that. He just subtweeted me that.
Whoops. Really?
Yeah. Wait, so he just said white people and that was it? Like, that was his only.
Yeah, after he said he said Big Cat must be
somebody
for all his bravery. And I said, Andre, you can come on the podcast too to discuss.
And he said white people.
Yeah. So I like, there was a moment there where I was like,
racist.
Am I going to bring down the Warriors? This is fucking insane.
This is our only hope.
Yeah,
Dan,
right.
The only person who can stop the Warriors is this fucking guy with the mustache.
Yeah, an accidental just tweeting people, and then the Warriors are like, what the hell?
James Harden's going to call you up. Like, yo, like, can you
do your thing. I can't believe that KD, like, this still bothers him.
Okay, so.
I mean, I keep saying that, but at this, so I don't think we can say that anymore. I think you have to believe it. I don't think you can't believe it anymore. It's very believable.
I can't. It's unbelievable.
It's just like, it has to be believed.
You got two championships. Okay, I don't even know I mean, obviously this was on a grander scale. I don't know what I did 2 years ago at all.
Yeah, the fact
to be arguing about some decision I made 2 years ago.
Okay.
Is insane.
So I actually, like, I'm shifting my thoughts on KD just a little bit. So he goes on Simmons' podcast, like he's done it like 7 times, where he's like, I don't care what people think. I don't care what people think. That's bullshit.
Yes.
But him responding to people on Twitter, I actually kind of understand. It's like, sometimes you just get fed up. Everyone's been in that
sometimes.
Spot. Sometimes.
Not all the fucking time.
But here's the part where I'll defend him. Like, we encounter athletes all the time. We basically, you know, we cover sports in a way for a living. The one thing we always want from our athletes is honesty and, like, being them their true self. Kevin Durant responding on Twitter to people and getting mad is his true self, so I kind of appreciate
it. Yeah, but it just happens to be that his true self sucks.
I want
that for my friends, too, and then I realize they're an asshole. I'm like, oh, wait,
so go back
I don't
to
like you anymore.
But I'm not
going to
be fake. Right. So him sucking and him, like, and being like, hat tip, dude, at least you're kind of, like, owning that you suck.
Yeah.
I can kind of appreciate, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, man.
That's fine.
Like, you're so triggered, you respond. It's like, no, you just, this is your personality.
I mean, people say all the time, like, why did you respond? Or, like, you're punching down, or you're giving them what they want. I don't care. If I want to fucking, like, get in the mud and make fun of you, I'm going to do it.
So
big, small, right, wrong,
right.
Whatever. But I just will always, if I was Kevin Durant, my threshold for doing that would be so much higher.
If I was Kevin Durant.
I guess McCollum. McCollum would be my friend.
He's a router.
But he also responded to like six more and then deleted him.
Yes.
Oh,
see,
did he?
So if he responded to McCollum, fine. But we've had years of him responding to nobodies, and then we had after him responding to all this other shit. So.
If I was Kevin Durant, I'd just delete my Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I would know that,
it
like, I
couldn't. It
clearly
causes more problems than not.
Right. I mean, I've been triggered online. It happens. Like, I understand it happens. It's just.
Limit the amount of time you can be triggered because you're
like, I don't think I've been triggered like this though.
No, this was
like, I don't think I've been triggered to the extent where
I've been triggered, but
I don't think I reply when I'm triggered. I think I'm just like, I close my laptop and I'm fucking walk.
But like, McCollum is, if I don't know, if your contemporary of some sort said some shit, you wouldn't respond to him?
Yeah. You'd have to.
Like a troll is one thing.
Yeah.
If like another blogger, like someone here or someone on your level said some shit, I think you can respond to that, and it's not called being triggered. It's called like defending yourself.
Right. That's the thing. Yeah. Sometimes there's a different. Sometimes people don't realize the difference between like just wanting to defend yourself and wanting to get like your side of it out there and being triggered.
Right.
Since EAC, I've made it a point to anytime I feel like I'm about to get triggered on Twitter, I just like save that
talk
thought.
On the radio.
Talk about it on radio because
and triggered.
You can
I think
actually
often
say something
implies
on radio.
Like. You're arguing like an unwinnable fight,
right.
And you look like a clown. Like everyone's looking at you from the outside, being like, "You look like an idiot." This is like, all right, McCollum said some shit. Now he's responding. Right. I think this is actually just like a back and forth.
Triggered is like when you talk about how people don't know what troll and what's the other thing they don't know anymore?
Hipster.
No.
Self awareness.
They just don't know what these words mean anymore because if you respond
there
to someone, they just respond back and go, "You're triggered." It's like, okay, so I shouldn't respond to you, or
right?
Like, and then I'm the guy who thinks I'm better than you because I didn't respond.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a stuck.
No, either way you're fucked. So that's where I'm like, either way you're fucked, so I'd rather make fun of you.
Right.
That's how I default
right.
But other people.
So I kind of respect Kevin Durant for just being like, I'm going to hop on and just start going after people on Twitter.
It's a wild world. I know you say you're right. It'll lose its luster. You can't do it too much. But can you do this with Carmelo too? Just like do a little something because he'll respond like a motherfucker.
No, he will not. He stays mellow. He's not going to do anything. He's fucking calm as could be.
Stay mellow. The rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go see the Warriors this year? You want to go see Melo? You want to go see KD, McCollum, all these guys? Best place to get your tickets to anything. Sporting event, concert series, theater, comedy, stand-up comedy, all of it. Live action is at SeatGeek. You download the free SeatGeek app. You find your event. Click your seat, click purchase, you got your ticket. It's as easy as that. And you know you're going to get the best price possible because they have all of the tickets on all of the secondary vendors. So you know you're going to get the best price possible. And you know you're going to get a guaranteed ticket. No fraudulent bullshit over at SeatGeek. The best part is you get $10 off when you use the promo code RUNDOWN. That's with your first ticket purchase. Download the free app, find your seat, click settings, add a promo code RUNDOWN. $10 off. SeatGeek, the best way to buy and sell tickets. We got an idiot jumping showdown. We got this kid trying to jump over like a small canal. And
I think this is a man. I think this is an older man.
Yeah, I shouldn't say kid. A full-grown man trying to jump over a canal. And we got like an idiot bro, Brad or Chad, trying to jump off a roof into a pool. Both of them completely catastrophic failures. I'm very much torn here. This is a coin flip for me.
You go.
I definitely have the dude jumping over the old man jumping over the.
As okay. What are we defining as worse?
Canal, sure.
Yeah.
Worse.
That's worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that? Because he hits his face.
Anytime,
and then he also falls into a fucking canal.
Dirty river.
Far. But anytime the thing that seals it for me is the head snapback. Mm-hmm. Anytime I see a head snapback and his fucking snaps back.
And I mean, that dude, too, it's really not that big of a canal or whatever, gap, opening. He just has the hesitation. He does the stutter step, and it's like, if he timed it right and he jumped, I really think he would have made it.
Yep.
Once you hesitate, you either got to pull all the way the fuck out or you're cooked.
And also, he has the added negativity of it being apparently sober. There's no indication that he's drunk. He looks like the middle of a suburb.
Now the pool.
I think he's in like Tivas.
The pool party. That kid is shit faced.
He probably
on the
broke
roof.
His leg, but he doesn't have to deal with it till tomorrow. People are going to be like, "That was awesome. That was hilarious." He's going to be a legend in the pool game.
See, no, okay, that's my problem. I don't think this one's awesome. It was such a fail. Like he jumps like. Six inches.
Just right down.
Yeah, but he's
like he didn't jump at all.
He just stepped off. Yeah.
Like anybody, like a little kid could make that jump into the pool. And he just falls like a box of rocks. And my legs hurt when I think about like your heels hitting the ground like that. That really bothers me.
He does the hesitation too. And I don't understand why someone with that mentality without the fucking send it mentality.
Is about to
Why
hesitate.
Do you do that? Yeah. You just want attention at the party?
No.
So just.
I think it's like a fear of like, again?
It's like a fear of like slipping, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you're gonna ever be scared, because there are two different kinds of people: the kind who will be scared. If you're the kind that's gonna be scared,
don't get out there.
Shotgun a beer to get into the party.
But
don't
maybe,
jump off the
There's
roof.
A lot easier ways to get all eyes on you that don't involve maybe breaking your heels.
Take your fucking pants off.
But maybe
on
you
your
just
head
don't
and
know.
Dance around a little bit.
No, maybe you just don't know yet. Now you know. Like if you
you're
are
now,
like,
you're
hey,
officially also not a coming roof
of
age guy.
Tale. Yeah, this is like I feel like I'm a jump off the roof type of guy. Now you know. No, you're not.
No. I know my limitations. Yeah. I'm not a canal jumper. nor a roof jumper.
I've never done, have you ever done a jump like this?
I've jumped off like rocks before, but like into water.
You jump
but...
off the fucking cliffs all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never done a can I clear it jump.
Yeah, no, 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 I've never done one.
And those and are tough. I've because done... you gotta realize the physics of it all. Like being high doesn't mean you're gonna make it further out. Those are independent
it's
things.
Like those Russian dudes who like jump over roofs and stuff.
No, that's Oh, the parkour stuff?
That shit gives me vertigo.
Yeah, that's, there's like one really one cliff in Newport called Fort Weatherall that, it, or it's not Newport, it's in Jamestown. It's one where it's like you have to get a running start, and I happen to
do it
because I don't.
You come.
Wait, what are you gonna clear? Like rocks?
It's, yeah,
I thought you were the king of Newport.
I've just been told. I've never been to it, but I've just been told you need to do a running start, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll stick to the cliffs I always do.
I mean, the cliffs you do are dangerous enough.
No,
when
I think
I learned that there's like rocks and sand like a foot away from where you land. You ever seen that?
Just
like where John lands.
Yeah, I know.
Last time with Matt Browner, he was standing there with his hands on his hips.
But let me ask you this.
Fucking waiting
right?
for it.
He's done that. You've been there, done that. How many times have you jumped off that one?
Hundreds.
Time for a new challenge.
That actually has lost its luster.
Yeah,
so,
let's go to Jamestown. Let's get that running start, Johnny. Come on.
If you come to Newport, you'll be able to peer pressure me into it. Here you can.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
We got this soccer dude, I believe, on the Red Bull football club, New York Red Bulls.
Yes.
Sure.
He's rocking number 99, cuts everybody up, scores a goal, pops the top off, and his jersey now says 100. Cocky move. You in or you out on this? As two footy fans.
Nah, we are footy fans. We're not MLS fans.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
That's actually kind of my problem with it. I think it's a pretty, like, you know, very T.O. Chad Johnson-esque, like with the Sharpie in the sock. This is a planned, premeditated thing.
Oh, this
thing.
Is planned not even by him. This is planned from the marketing department.
Yeah.
How many?
Because so these are going to be in the store.
Yeah. That actually kind of, I think, cheapens a little bit. But my main thing is it's the MLS. So, like, I think it would be cool if it was a real league, but it's not. So it's, like, hokey.
How many times, Tommy, can you find out when he scored his 99th
That's
goal
a great point. If that was like the 20th game in a row.
Yeah,
was,
and he's been wearing double shirts every
game. Yeah, then you're one game? Oh, well, so he did one shot. So then
fastest, and it was 2 minutes
so
in.
So then he called his shot. That's
fastest
awesome.
MLS player to 100 goals.
Okay, so he's all cocky as fuck.
That makes it a little bit better.
I don't find it hokey. I just it definitely isn't an organic thing. It wasn't his idea where he had this. Because if it was him, he wouldn't have run it by the team. You know, he'd have a white T-shirt with 100 in his name
written
right
on
the
like
back,
Sharpie.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how he'd do it.
Right. If you have a jersey printed up, it's premeditated by them.
If it's coming from the Red Bull PR team, so they can start.
But it is
jerseys.
Pretty. Again, it all comes back to being badass that they were like, print the jerseys, put them in the store, cause he's doing it tonight.
Yeah.
Like we know he's gonna
in.
Score. Yeah,
that's fucking.
That's
crazy.
Awesome.
Mo Salah, by the way, scored 52 seconds into yesterday, but whatever.
In
is he
the friendly?
An MLS player?
In the friendly?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not
well, it wasn't 50 seconds into the game. 52 seconds into him entering the game.
He doesn't play in the MLS, does he?
No, but they played at MetLife last night. They
got
played,
it, right.
I'm not
Liverpool
impressed.
And Man City.
I'm not impressed.
You guys are not on the same team?
In the sense. Dan had to change to a worse team because
right.
he bought them.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm still getting the YNWA
worst
tattoo.
Worst joke. Ever.
Worst joke ever. Most
that's
expensive,
like,
idiotic
actually,
joke
that's,
ever.
Yeah, that's like the CJ McCollum tweet. Like that was like a 1,000,000,000% return on investment because I put in like 1 second, never expecting anything back. The Swansea, I own Swansea.
Total
joke
polar opposite.
Was a huge mistake.
Return on investment.
Huge.
Not great.
Yes.
About a week ago on KBC Radio, we were talking about the difference between baby boomers and millennials. This guy called in and said, The line of demarcation was if you drop your phone in a porta potty.
He was having his argument with his dad.
Right. So that his dad was like, me and my generation would be like, fuck it, that phone is gone. You guys, you millennials who are addicted to your phone, you would dive in and grab it. Well, came to life. We got this chick, Chicks in the Wild. She is just swirling her hand around in the blue water porta potty, just pushing toilet paper and probably turds out of the way. And comes up with that thing like she was bobbing for apples. She's got her phone and she's like pumped about it and her friend's filming it. So my question is, would you do this?
I said this on the podcast and I stand by it after seeing this. There is a 0.0% chance I'm ever diving in a porta potty for my phone. If I drop my phone in the toilet, I don't have a phone for that day or until I get the energy to go to Apple. So I probably don't have the phone for a week.
Yeah.
Ballsy move to have your phone out in the porta potty.
Oh, no, I definitely have it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I've actually.
I can't piss without just. I'm like, oh, time to check Twitter.
And that's why you would dig in the porta potty.
I wouldn't. There's a certain extent.
Your
I
addiction
go to
just
it.
Stops there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not fucking swirling around shit. You nuts.
I've paid to watch someone do this before though.
You have?
Yeah, my buddy. Like we were. It was like right out of college, so like you know you had that one friend who like didn't have a job.
Yeah.
And so we were at a bar called Kirkwood in Chicago in the back patio, and they had a porta potty in back. And he was like kind of hard up on money, and we were getting really drunk. And then like three or four of us were like, "Hey, if we all throw in $50, will you put your hand in the porta potty up to your shoulder in the blue shit?" And he did it. And he just ran home.
Somebody probably got like $250
yeah,
bucks, like 200 four
bucks.
Or five of you.
Didn't
yeah,
have a job.
Yeah,
it was like a good day for him. So it was one of those bets that was like you did, you put out $50, and then after you're like, oh, that was kind of a waste of money.
I remember we had a buddy who was same situation. I think it was the winter. Or no, it might have been like the spring. I had a pool in my backyard. The pool was open, but it was like freezing cold out still. And we told him we would all give him $1 per minute that he stays in the water.
Oh, and that's awesome.
He was like, okay. Like hypothermia.
You wanted to kill your friend.
Yeah,
huh?
And I was like, okay, get out. Like, I'll give you another like $100. Like, we're done. We're done. This is how white people die. He was just sitting in the shallow end. How many minutes am I at? We were like 16.
I never started. I don't know. I think you were getting the fucking pool, dude.
That's so much smarter. I should have done by minute.
It was bad.
You know
it was
what?
Like four of us. It was like, you're going to get like $72 out of this, man.
I forgot to mention, my phone addiction, I have proven wrong. I've been working on it since I got back from Canada.
Oh, look at John. I don't use my phone.
Because I had to call AT&T to get it reinstated for like AT&T here.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done it.
Well, that's for phone calls.
It's
right?
For phone calls. No, it's for, I know. I can only use my phone when I'm on Wi-Fi. So I use it at the office. And I use it at home. When I'm walking here, you can't talk to me. When I'm at a bar,
oh, so
you can't
you're
talk
basically
to me.
Like
it's
you're
good.
International.
It's good start,
yeah.
Yeah,
you're national right now.
I mean, as far as
I'm
concerned,
national. Yeah,
yeah, you're international.
Yeah, international.
As far as I'm concerned, like you're rogue.
Yeah.
That's like that's a lot.
You can't.
That's actually smart. I like that, John.
I like only on Wi-Fi can I be.
Yeah, and you know what? That's good because like then. When you're at home or at the office, you want to talk and shit. You're at the bar, you don't really want to. So, like, that's the perfect in between.
There have been a few times.
Go Wi-Fi in your life. I like that.
There have been a few times walking to work where I've hailed a cab because I've been like, I don't know. I haven't checked Twitter in a little bit. I got to get there faster.
Yeah, yeah. Start to have a little panic.
That might be worse. Yeah. All right, last topic of the day. Ryan Reynolds is recreating Home Alone. But for the stoners, it's called Stoned Alone. The premise is this guy misses the plane to his holiday ski trip, so he stays home, and he's high as shit, and he's paranoid that people are breaking into his house. But I guess at the same time of his like paranoid high, people are breaking into his house, something like that.
Okay.
And he's like thwarting the
bad
guys.
This is a Seth Rogen movie?
This is Ryan Reynolds.
Interesting.
Yeah, it does seem more Seth Rogen than Ryan Reynolds. But I'm a Ryan Reynolds guy,
and so I
got like, I actually don't think this sounds that great. I am a Home Alone purist. I don't like Home Alone 3 and 4 and all that other shit, so I think you should leave it alone. But I'm a Ryan Reynolds guy, so I'll give it a whirl.
When I was younger, I was a narc, and I just hated weed culture, so I didn't watch anything related to weed. I hated it all. So I never watched Grandma's Boy, never watched That 70 Show. And then watch Half Baked. I don't know why. I just didn't. I've since come to love weed shows.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm all the way. I still don't smoke weed, but I still love this kind of stuff. So like Pineapple Express is, for my money, one of the funniest movies like since
the
2000s.
It's
fucking hilarious.
Half Baked was one of those movies like you know when there's something bad happens and then everyone freaks out and like, oh well, we can blame this part of culture. Like Marilyn Manson is making people violent. Half Baked for sure. I watched
turn
that movie. Was like,
stoner,
that looks like so much fun.
Yep.
I would like to try weed.
Half. Actually, you know, I watched Half Baked pretty young.
Yeah, because they played on Comedy Central.
Great.
For
I
like,
feel like
every
I didn't, you didn't even like get half the jokes at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, no,
I didn't understand
definitely
drugs
not. Definitely
and now,
not.
Now going back, I mean, I'll give this a whirl, but my expectations are not that high.
See, I think they're gonna work out. Reynolds hasn't missed in a little bit.
He should have done.
This is a weird premise, though.
He shouldn't have called
the
Stone
Alone. But he's just a
producer. Oh, he's not gonna be in it.
No, I don't think he's the star or anything.
Oh, well, this is definitely gonna suck.
Well,
why? You don't think Ryan Reynolds can grab like a good cast for this?
No, I think this is going to be like a low budget thing then.
He fucked up though.
Ryan Reynolds doesn't do low budget. He paid for like half of Deadpool.
Yeah, that's why it was low budget, because he was doing it all by himself.
Deadpool's not low budget.
Remember when he like couldn't get any of the guys in it? That was like the running joke. Like, we don't have enough money to get any of the other X-Men in it.
Yeah, but that's just that.
Yeah, that's like the rights.
Yeah, I think that's kind of just.
I don't think he'll get. I want Reynolds in it. Reynolds or bust.
Either way, he should have compared himself to Home Alone, because that's now the standard. Calling it Stone Alone,
you're gonna be compared. You know?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should have named it. Like, it actually sounds like made, kind like, a stoner of a movie funny that, idea.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Right.
But the idea is Home Alone.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, if he made that movie and didn't say this is a Home Alone remake, people would be like, you just stole Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't realize that.
All right, that's the rundown. So last night, Smitty, is he here? Yeah, go get him. So Smitty is the worst Fortnite player on the planet Earth, which I think is actually a fabulous hook. Yeah. I think it's so fucking funny. And I was watching him last night on his 955th game. It was down to him and one other guy. Now, by the way, I have a $100 bet with him. Large has a $1,000 bet with him that he would not win a game.
Oh, you're in the money. Okay.
So we bet him that he would not win a game by his 1,000th match. Last night, his 955th. He's facing some guy named Ricky Rojas. It's down to him and Ricky Rojas. Ricky Rojas has 4% health. Smitty has 200% health. Ricky Rojas is trapped in the storm. All Smitty has to do is build a single wall so this guy can't shoot him. Just build. You know how they say build in Fortnite? He has to just push the build button. He doesn't do it. Ricky Rojas kills him in like the most improbable loss that you can possibly have in video gaming. And Smitty just crumples to the floor and collapses. It was hilarious.
Basically, I just had to play Fortnite and I would have won.
Yes. The very, very basics. And you know what? And then that clip could have gone viral today. We could have been talking about it all day long, but Smitty, he's addicted to the game. He's a true gamer, and he's actually not
faking addicted to the game. I'm addicted
bad.
To heart.
He's just
winning.
That bad at this game, so he kept playing. On his 956th, he wins.
Come here, you salty vagina!
Somehow, some way.
The next one after Ricky Rojas?
No, it was like 5 or 6.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So five or six later. Yeah. And now, so he wins. He got a W under his belt. So
I'm a
now
winner.
The defeated angle is gone. The worst player is, you still might be the worst player, but you have won. Whoever that guy is who you beat needs to kill himself. But there's controversy.
I mean, this was a classic Smitty move at the end to be like, by the way, I have 600 other losses. This sucks talking like this.
So you have another account. You have another account in which you went 0 for 600. And so when you're 0 for 900 on the game time account, that means you have lost 1,500 games.
And why is there
an
issue with me losing more?
And so the bet was that you would win a game before your 1,000th loss. You already had well over 1,000.
The bet was that I do not win in 62 games until my 1,000th loss on the Smitty Barcelona account, which is the professional account.
Now, I wasn't involved in the gambling. I wasn't involved in the bets. I didn't know here how it was. But from what I saw on Twitter, it was, will Smitty go 0 for 1,000?
Because that was the only thing that was being tracked. I didn't.
Am I allowed to ask
I wasn't
question?
Winning on any other accounts I was playing. On Wednesday,
but that's the point. You lost over 1,000.
Am I allowed to ask my question? Or you're going to get mad at me for inserting myself when I just asked a question? Can I ask my question?
You may ask.
Okay.
Here's my question.
The muscle comes out.
Here's my question. I think it's a fair question.
What are those?
I actually have no dog in this fight. I'm happy for you. It looked like an all-time moment.
Well, Hank is bet against me.
No, but I don't care. Hank's money. I don't give a fuck what Hank does with his money. So I didn't bet you. They pay you out. They don't pay you out. I don't care. My only question to you was, and I will step out afterwards, if you had won on one of your burner accounts, would you have taken a picture of it and tweeted, I just won Fortnite?
I would have tweeted something along the lines of, hey, this game is winnable. It's an exhibition. I didn't win on my account, but I won.
Come on, but I didn't win.
That
your
tweet would have said, "This game is winnable during an exhibition match on my other account."
But
that would have been your difference.
But that's like winning in like the Arizona Winter League or some shit.
Wait, but isn't it the same game though?
It's the same as that game. No, but so I wasn't not, playing.
No. So it's like you won a major league game on a different team. That's all that happened.
Basically, yeah.
But and those games would count. It's not a lower league. It's not like you played like the Brazil thing you were telling me about. You played the same game. And you won, and you would call it an exhibition?
Would not be playing for my team.
It's a solo fucking game.
But that wasn't the parameters like of the bet. The bet was 1,000 under the Smitty Barstool name, under my team, under my voice.
Specified. I wasn't here when the bet was made. I have no idea.
Because you said it right after. You like, by the way, I have 600. So it wasn't specified because everyone didn't know you had a burner.
I don't understand how this is.
If you literally said, I'll win one in my next 62 games, then it wouldn't matter.
No,
it wasn't. It was, if you told me that, that would be different.
Okay, so basically I made a bet in which I already lost. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sure. Yes. I don't even know how that's even possible.
Well, I don't either.
You're the one who did it. You're the one who did it.
That's not
That's
right.
Why
That's
we
not
love you, Smitty.
Twitch.tv/BarstoolSports. We'll
for
see
more
you
of
on
this.
There.
This is like
Stoolie Squad. Let's go.
This is why you're Smitty.
The blockhead. Like, the blockhead
this
came
is the
out.
Perfect, you made,
you
a,
made
bet
a bet,
that
and
I
then
even
you were like, "Oh, by the way, it's already happened."
You created a bet that I didn't even know was possible to create.
Nate said he lofted himself.
You invented a bet that had already been decided.
Yep.
Yep. I completely disagree. It was under the Smitty Barstool account because people knew I was playing on under accounts. If people didn't know that, then it would be an issue. I said on Wednesday, after the bet was made, while I was streaming on the Stool Game Time account that I've done thousands of times and lost thousands of times, people were asking, hey,
but
this counts for
the
bet
was made.
Yes, but I played before the bet was made too, and people were asking, does this count for the bet? No, it doesn't count for the bet. If I win, fuck me. If I lose, which probably is going to happen, it doesn't count. That was stated on the record Wednesday after the bet.
I mean, here's
this
the
is
thing.
A lot like Heartland getting all upset after they knew Hank and I took Winstraw.
Steroids, yeah.
Yeah, they knew about
it
beforehand.
I think you should get paid out. It's the whole thing ridiculous.
It's funny. Like the spirit of the game, like I understand you were going to play 62 more matches.
Exactly,
games,
all hard.
Like I'm not going to not pay you. But it is funny that the actual bet was something that had already occurred.
Take it up the
Fortnite administration. You know what it comes down to, Smitty? Actually, if I had thought you were a malicious person, I would say that bet is bullshit because like a conniving person would have essentially made the bet and then practiced like 2,000 times on their burner account, then come back to their main account and won.
Exactly. If I was actually Long Kong Smitty,
yeah,
like,
but I know you are. I know you are.
Yeah, honestly, when we were on radio, you so confidently threw out a $1,000 bet that I was like, I think that he might be hustling a little bit and it might be a Long Con. Then when I saw you lose to Ricky Rojas, I was like, no, this guy sucks.
Exactly. But in my defense, once it got to like 25 and really serious, I would have stopped talking to the chat, which is a big deal. You're kind of looking at two things at once.
You would
if
focus.
You're not. Yeah, I would have focused, which wouldn't matter that
like,
much.
Yeah, yeah,
but
it sounds like you suck, so it doesn't matter if you focus or not.
True.
Wait, when you were playing with your burner account, though, were you chatting?
If I was playing on Stool Game Time, yes. If I was playing like with my friends, I was talking with them.
I just want to say, as the arbiter of Game Time, I'm the keeper of everything. I said I wouldn't let Smitty play in Brazil servers. I said to keep up. I didn't know about burners, but like I knew that he was playing on Stool Game Time, and here I think it still counts. But I will say, Game Time was founded on integrity. And for anyone that questions, we had a lot in this past couple weeks of people saying that Smitty was like trying on purpose to lose or whatever. Yeah. If you watch the couple games before Smitty's win. He had a guy in the storm. He was shooting him. He was begging him to die, and then the guy killed him. He had 4 health left. Smitty is so bad.
Also,
like this was
so
as genuine and authentic.
And also,
you're not that bad anymore.
Terrible.
But I'm just saying, I'm defending you.
Ninja's
the point
you lost
that
over 900 games in a row. How can you not be
1500? Ninja's advice to you was one to build, which is half of the game. You just don't do. And the other tip was to aim when you shoot.
Yeah, advice right. To me was basically start playing Fortnite.
Yes,
to
that's
also,
how bad
also defend Smitty here, like what Devlin was just saying, like Smitty, it's hard for you to do things on purpose because if you were trying to do it on purpose, you would have done what Kevin said, lost.
Exactly.
Not won again that night because it would have gone viral. Instead,
you were genuinely
won, like,
playing.
5 games later.
What is there?
There's
any
no
element, like,
there's
the,
no
the
being disingenuous here. Exactly.
Well, I know.
I would have loved
I
to take it to 999.
I agree.
it was so funny when you lost to Ricky Rojas. I really,
shout out Ricky Rojas.
I really think that you should have stopped for the night. We could have had a lot of fun.
But that's why Smitty.
I think it's gone.
That's why 0 and 975
is great. 1 and 975.
I'm also in the moment. It is about All Heart. I didn't know you were watching until afterwards.
Yeah, no, I know. But after you lost that, I think we should have shut it down for at least a night.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just firing. I'm firing. Kill him. Please kill. No, you're supposed to die. Please die.
No, but that's why I like you, Smitty, because that's a pure moment.
But it was pure Smitty. It was like, all right, we finally got thousands of people watching, and we have his hook.
The craziest thing of all,
player in the world, and then I won.
For anyone that's not familiar with Twitch, basically you watch. A lot of people go to browse, then you click Fortnite. Fortnite's got 300K people watching a night. A lot of people click browse to find a stream to watch, and so it's like if you get into the top 8, you're going to get more people. And the streamers Smitty was with last night, Ninja, Dr. Lupo, CDN the Third, Nick Merckx. If you know anything about streamers, that is like the legends of the game. And Smitty was right there in the top 8 with them. And
because he had not lost, he had not won yet. Like tonight when
we'll never get viewers again, but that one night.
Yeah, 1 and 968 definitely doesn't have the same ring.
Well, we've been trending on Fortnite before, and there will be like other things. If people want to double down, say like I won't win in my next 100. If you want to make that bet, sure,
I'll do it.
I'll make that right away. Okay, you want to double or nothing?
Next
100 on Smitty Barstool account. Next 100.
So what are we at now? 970.
How much? We're at 9. How much?
$300.
Let's dance.
All right. Next 100,
No burner accounts.
Not even on your free time.
No, okay. Absolutely
next
not.
100 games.
It's about honor, integrity, heart.
Got it. Done.
400. Shout. Large!
And shout, yeah, yeah large.
Get those Komen sacks, sack out.
Large, get over here, double or nothing.
Only 100 games.
He's out. All right, so money back on the line. The worst player on Fortnite history continues. Check it out, twitch.tv/BarstoolSports. And shout out to Ricky Rojas,
MVP. Rojas, the unsung hero.
This thing's full of booze, if anybody wants to crack it.
where do you drink out of?
Anywhere? No, I meant it's filled with nips.
Oh, nips. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just filled with liquid.